This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Terror falls across the land. Hashtag Whittle Wednesday is close at hand. As improvisers and workforce cats will terrify y'all's podcast apps. And whosoever shall dare try to lampoon Aaron's closed eyes must sit through Addle's puns and barbs as GPC steals their magic cards. The foulest noises in the air, the groans of 40,000 listeners, as the solution to each riddle asked ends up being such fucking trash. For though the puzzies posed seem fine, the answers will be shitty, for no mere mortal shall resist the evil of these riddies.
I'm very tired. Play the theme.
The doctor was the mummy. He stood on a block of fat.
Both of them were swamp things. It was the cabin in the woods. He stabbed him with an ice cold. The works and the horses lay dead.
Hey Casey, can we hold off on this episode? I'm just not feeling it.
What's wrong, man?
This is embarrassing to say. Like, are we good enough friends that I can tell you something and you keep it secret?
Yeah, man. It's just us in the meeting. Go ahead.
I'm a little bummed because Dracula's dating my mom.
Dracula's dating your mom, you said?
Dracula's dating my mom. You don't need to say it back to me. It's hard enough to live it.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on, here they come. Oh, hold on.
Your mom, Dracula?
Here they come.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, how are you doing?
Hey, Dracula.
Hello, Addle. Have you washed? Have you bathed?
Mom, I'm 39 years old.
Well, you smell it.
Oh, come on.
Addle, do you want to go outside and throw a ball back and forth? Ooh.
Well, I'd love to throw a ball, but earlier you asked me to throw a bat back and forth, which is weird.
I was the bat.
I just got a text from Sadia. She's in a new movie.
Oh.
Addle, isn't that great?
You must be so proud.
So proud. Sadia's in a new movie.
You must be so proud of one of your children.
I'm proud, too. I'm a part of this now. Ooh.
Well, you're just dating my mom.
I'm here. I'm your dad.
No, that's not how that works.
Well,
we're blood now. Ooh.
Actually, Dracula, Addle, it is how it works. Dracula and I have decided that it's time.
Don't, Mom.
That we
no.
make this official and
no.
we get married. And Dracula has graciously offered to adopt you.
I don't want that. How will we even sign the adoption papers? Because the courthouse is only open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
It's
and
all
Dracula
on Zoom
can't
now.
Go outdoors.
It's all on Zoom. It's all on Zoom now. Yeah.
Fucking Dracula. I hate you. Okay? Dracula, I hate
you. Hurts my feelings. Turns into a bat, flies away.
Another one. This is Captain Crunch all over again, Adel.
You were dating Captain Crunch? I thought you guys just... Well, never mind. I don't want to talk about it. Well,
hey,
I know,
Adel,
I know
I
you
late?
And Smacks the Frog. What?
Hey, Adel, it's Aaron. Am I late to recording? What's up?
Hey, no, Aaron, I'm just... hey, say hi to my mom.
Oh, hi, Adel's mom.
Hello, Aaron. I'll be here for the whole episode.
I saw a bat
no,
fly
right.
by
no, I have to
my
leave.
Way in. I saw a bat fly by in the way in, and I killed it.
I saw a bat flying as well, and I saw Aaron smash the shit out of it. It's me, JPC. What's up, guys?
Oh, hey, you guys just missed my mom. She must have run to go watch Outlander or whatever that show is she likes.
She's a complicated person, Michael. Let's not reduce her to one TV show she likes, okay?
Hey, and first of all, every mom likes Outlander. That's not also, like a unique mom trait for you.
I'm sorry. Anyone who ever wants to be horny likes Outlander. I'll say it. If you want to be horny, if you like to be horny.
In Scotland,
you watch Outlander.
I'll be honest. I don't know a ton of moms. Like, I have friends that are moms. I don't have, like, an overwhelming number of moms in my life. Every single mom that I know loves Outlander. They love Outlander.
Turns out. Well, I'm so glad that we have the crew all together. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience up top. I'm just going through some rough shit with Dracula dating my mom. But I am Adol Refai, a.k.a. Count Puzzula. With me, as always, every Halloween is JPC, a.k.a. David S. Puzzies.
That's right.
Aaron Keefe, a.k.a. Spooky Sleepy Witch.
I would like to say happy anniversary to the biggest fight we've all ever had.
Was that when I gave a riddle and didn't give the answer?
Yep. It's our biggest fight. Happy anniversary. What's the traditional gift that you give for the biggest fight?
Is this three years of that?
I think so, yeah.
No, this is riddle, riddle number four.
No.
Four?
Yeah. How?
Yeah.
How?
No, don't fuck with me.
2018, 2019, 2020. 2021.
We're counting 2020.
Me, man. Do not fuck with me, dude.
Well, Holy crumbs.
Aaron, you bring up a great point, which is every year for our Blah Riddle Riddle Halloween Spooktacular, I read a riddle at the end, which I don't give the answer to, but then I give the answer 1 year later so that the tension is completely broken and everyone forgets and people could care less. So,
yep.
Everyone forgot.
Somebody watched that new Sopranos movie.
Everyone stugats.
Hey, forgots about it.
Hey. Well, it is Halloween, so a gabagool is apropos. So, Aaron and JPC, last year's riddle that we read at the very end was, why were there screams coming from the kitchen? I can't remember what you all guessed. It's been a year. Do you want to give some...
Let's see if I can guess the same guess as I guessed last year.
Okay. Hmm. Why were there screams coming from the kitchen?
It was ice screams.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a great good one. I'd say that's a great one. Ice
heavy
screams?
Creams.
If you're the president of Laffy Taffy, that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, the setup to this one makes me think it is a joke for kids because it's got the classic joke for kids, you know, one line, why were there screams coming from the kitchen?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it could also be one of these stories with holes things where we're supposed to ask a bunch of questions and like figure out that it was like, you know, the butler or whatever. I'll say same answer as Aaron. Ice cream.
Oh, nice.
Well, you're both wrong. Why were there screams coming from the kitchen? The chef was beating some eggs.
That's dark.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking
damn,
up.
I'm personifying these eggs, and now I'm really disturbed.
Well, also because like you could have said the chef was beating some flour, but like eggs are like baby chickens, right? To a certain like they're kind of more alive than flour, right?
Eggs are baby chickens. I mean, yeah,
close.
I want to hate this, but I can't. You're scientifically accurate.
Adol, this is fucked up. I don't know what it is about Halloween that you are inspired to get into a fight with me. I don't know what your problem is, man, but I'm angry. I'm all fired up.
Aaron coming into the episode with a pretty aggro vibe. It's you love to see. I personally, as one of the most aggressive people in the world, you love to see it. Aaron, I have to ask you,
yeah,
with such an aggro vibe, what's going on? How's your week been?
Is
everything okay?
I put too much moisturizer on my hands, so
yep,
I keep fucking up my entire setup. Mm-hmm. But mostly I was okay. This fucking Halloween episode, man, it puts me on edge.
Well, Aaron, I might have a solution. I'm just thinking of this now. I might have a solution.
Okay.
Are you willing to try it out?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you're on edge and you're feeling a little antsy, sometimes I get that too in Halloween time in October. And what it is Halloween is a time where we face our fears,
ooh,
right? Our fears and our nightmares walk the street, and they don't only walk the street, they come to our doorstep. They knock on our door. They come to our homes, and we have to invite them in and face
our fears. Are you telling me your biggest fear is an 8-year-old wearing a Power Rangers costume?
100%.
I think, I think Adel is using fears and kids interchangeably here.
Aaron, so you've met Greg.
Yeah, your nemesis.
Yes. That kid I fucking hate in my neighborhood. Greg, if you're listening, fuck you.
Greg, if you're listening, I wasn't aware that little kids were still being named Greg. That's great.
So, Aaron, what we're going to do is we're each going to mention our biggest fear, and then collectively we're going to face those fears through scene work. So, I can go first if you like. Something I recently realized when I was in, not too long ago, I was in France. And we were staying in the countryside in a Airbnb, and there was a fly tent over the bed, whatever you call that, like an insect tent.
Yeah.
That goes over the bed because it's like the countryside, and the windows have no screens. So we left the window open. We had this tent that we were sleeping in. In the middle of the night, I felt something crawl across my leg. I brushed it away. I felt something.
Greg?
I felt something. No. Greg's parents? No.
Crawl across Greg.
I felt something else crawl across my other leg. Brush it away. Felt something crawl on my hand. Brush it away. Felt something on my face. Brush it away. I then turned on my phone, on my light on my phone, which I had underneath the tent in my bed. And inside the tent, on the inside of the tent.
Wait, can Jason see and I guess? Snake. Cockroach. Rodent.
Jellyfish.
Worse.
Never been to France.
A French chef.
Oh, no.
And he was putting butter in my mouth as I slept. Inside the tent was a spider the size of my hand. Wow. I looked up this spider later, and it's called the giant country spider, or the giant house spider.
It has giant
in the term.
Like, that's like something on a Cracker Barrel menu.
Giant country spider. But this spider, I tried to get out of the bed, but the tent is tucked underneath the mattress. So anywhere I went, I was like knocking it off the thing onto me. So I was like screaming, and Gemma woke up and she saw it and flipped out. Then we lost it. It like crawled into the bed and disappeared. Yeah. Then we later saw it in the corner. We tried to kill this thing with like, we were spraying suntan lotion on it, and it got like drunk and woozy, but then somehow got stronger. It was the scariest thing I've ever experienced. And I now have a fear of spiders. Where I did not before, I am now terrified every night before I go to bed here at home. I have to check every nook and cranny. So I'm afraid of spiders. Can you two help me in improv
to face my fears? Yeah, well, first of all, of course that spider felt stronger. You protected it against sun cancer. It was like, oh, I can go out in the sun without any risk now. Thank you so much, sir.
Also, you're like, the way that you were like, we tried to kill it. We sprayed it with suntan lotion. It's like, she'd be like, somebody broke into my house and I tried to fight them off. I tore all their fingernails off. And it's like, no. What you did was you tortured them. You weren't trying to kill them. You were doing things that the Geneva Convention does not allow you to do to people.
I tried to kill it. I dumped creatine on it and bought it a month-long pass to SportFit. One of you two call for a scene where I face my fears and try and overcome my fear of spiders now? Just a quick scene.
Okay, I would like to see a scene. So, Adel, you're going to be playing you. Aaron is going to be a spider who just woke you up in the middle of the night. Aaron is a spider that can talk. And she just wants to kind of tell you why it's good to have spiders in your house and kind of negotiate a peace between the two of you that allows her to do what she wants to do.
Great.
Hey, can you get me a glass of water?
No, what the fuck?
I'm too scared to go downstairs by myself. Can you get me a glass of water?
Wait, you're scared too?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, hi. My name is Libby. I'm a spider. I'm like 6-7 days old. I live here, and I just am like, I don't know. Now that we're roommates, I thought I could maybe ask you a favor.
Oh, well, Libby, a few things. One, it's nice to meet you. Two, you don't live here. I live here, unless you pay rent and bills that I'm unaware of.
Why are you holding your shoe?
Oh, I was
going... And hovering it above me.
I was going to crush. I was going to get a... I was going to drink
me?
A can of crush. No. Yeah.
Because I wouldn't kill me if I were you.
Why is that?
Because I can see bugs that are much smaller than me that are much deadlier than me. You know? And I'm killing those bugs. So, I'm big.
Uh-huh.
but I'm not the scariest thing living in your house.
Gotcha. See, I'm not afraid of those bugs. Like the little bugs that live on my eyebrows or whatever, I could give a shit.
Are you
about
sure?
That.
Are you sure? When was the last time you Google imaged that? Are you sure you don't give a shit of it?
Give me 1 second. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Let me Google image. Oh, fuck me. That's on me?
That's on you
face?
Right now. And you're in your eyelashes and some in your mouth. So I'm not so scary, am I?
Do they usually live in my mouth or you put them in there?
I don't. Actually, only like 6 or 7 of my friends across a lifetime will crawl into your mouth and hang out in there. But man, I'm basically like the bouncer of your house. I'm helping you out.
I heard that I swallow 6 to 8 of you a year.
That's not true.
Okay. Yeah, I guess if you're kind of a bouncer, that's kind of fun. My thing is, I know that you eat smaller bugs, but I'm not afraid of smaller bugs. I'm afraid of you. So that would be like if there's a lion in my house, and it's like, but I kill rabbits, and I'm like, I'm not scared of rabbits. I'm scared of a lion, right? Is that a one-to-one?
Yeah, that makes sense. Picks up shoe, is about to swat you.
What are you doing with that shoe?
Crush. I'm gonna crush you.
Mom, mom. See.
Do you feel better, Adel?
I feel much better. Aaron or JPC, do either of you want to admit one of your biggest fears and we can tackle that?
I was trying to your spider story. I was working out the other day and I saw there was a spider in the corner of the room, and I'm fine with spiders. They're good. I like spiders. But it was in the corner of the room, and then I was on the floor working out, and it was about the size of my thumbnail. So it was like big. It was not a small spider, but it wasn't huge. And it just started crawling towards me. So I just like flicked it away like to the other end of the room. And then I was working out some more, and it started to crawl towards me. And I was like, buddy, I love you, but you're forcing my hand here. I flicked it away. And the third time, it was crawling directly towards me again. I'm like, first of all, getting flicked has to suck, so I don't know what you're doing. I had to kill it. I was like, this guy is fucking insane. He won't stop until one of us is dead, and I had to smash him.
He was just trying to spot you to keep you safe. This guy's lifting way too much weight. I'm going to help him out. I don't care. I'm not going to rest easy tonight knowing I let this guy get crushed.
It was body weight, so fuck off, spider.
Exactly. He was scared.
So from that story, it sounds like you have a fear of not being fit.
No reason to fear what will ever be. Aaron, do you have something? Do you have anything that strikes you as a
particular fear? I'm scared of being responsible for someone else's death. Is that too serious?
Yeah. No. Let's see a scene. Aaron, you are in the afterlife. You run into JPC, who either know or find out in this conversation that you were actually responsible for his passing.
Dum de dum.
Whoa! Holy shit!
Oh my god!
Don't tell me. Sharon Beef.
So close. Aaron Keefe.
Aaron Keefe!
Yeah, we did a podcast.
Yeah!
3 years, maybe 4, I don't know.
It was just over 4. I think we made it to the 4th Halloween episode, and it was just over that. Oh my god!
How are
you're
you,
dead.
Man?
Well, I'm here, so.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, I am happy for you that you made it to heaven. That's very cool, man.
And I am so happy that you think this is heaven. Hey, just wanted to let you know, walking around up here, between you and me, it is truly no hard feelings. I don't even care. Again, I didn't even remember you. I've been having my whole shit up here, and it's been wonderful. And it is. I do not blame you, and I do not hold it against you.
Just to make sure we're on the same page here. Are you referring to? I'm a dummy. So are you talking about?
Oh, I'm just talking about the day I died.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. We were having a picnic, and I said, hey, will you toss me a Gatorade? And you tossed a Gatorade off the cliff, and I went for it, and I fell off the cliff and, broke every bone in my body and died at the bottom of the cliff. And then you decided no one saw, so you weren't going to say anything. And then there was that whole search and rescue thing that happened, and it was very traumatic for my, my family and Mariah and everybody. Yeah. And
Here's the thing
I just want to say no hard feelings.
And I mean, full disclosure, and you'll get this, I had really just died on the hill that I had great aim. I really had recently said, I have incredible aim.
Uh-huh. So hey, one of us actually did die on the hill. Just so you know.
Aaron, you cannot feel responsible for that. That character deserved it.
No, that character. I don't know why.
Hold on.
That's your friend.
That's me, Mario.
Do you feel better, Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you.
JBC and I are in something that looks like heaven, and it's not quite.
JBC, you once told me that you have no fears, but if you had to conjure one up or make one up, what would be your biggest fear?
First of all, I told you in confidence that I had a no fear t-shirt that I still wore to bed.
It said if you can't get out of the kitchen, get on the porch with the big dogs, which made no sense.
And it had Marvin the Martian smoking a blunt on it. But yeah, it didn't make sense.
And pissing on a Calvin?
Pissing on a Calvin. It's a cool shirt. Actually, nobody make that shirt.
Sorry, pissing on a Calvin Klein logo being worn by Calvin.
Being worn by a Ford truck. That'll be in the store. That'll be in the store in the next week and a half, so just keep looking for it.
Just search the word
/merch.
Busy and it should pop up, yeah. So what, JBC, what is your fear?
That's a good question. I think that one of my big fears, and it's like one of those things that's not, there are some fears that are like, oh yeah, this is something that I would encounter every day in my life, and it's like terrifying, like mm-hmm. driving a car and like just being absolutely, you know, T-boned or demolished while you're driving a car, something like that. But there's an actual fear that I have that really only gets kind of like brought up if I'm consuming media, and that's like being trapped in a place. So like Ooh. Either being like in an elevator that like won't close, or what was that movie, like 127 Hours, where the guy gets his like arm trapped
under
the boulder? Oh, 127
Dalmatians.
That's it.
And 127 those, dresses, shoes in all those weddings.
All those puppies and dresses are piled on that guy's arm. Just something like that. Something like being like just trapped, physically trapped is no bueno for me.
Well, buddy, then I don't know if you want to get married.
I don't mind being emotionally trapped.
So we're gonna see a scene. JPC, well, Aaron, you are walking through a graveyard, and JPC, you are in a unmarked plot of land buried in a casket alive.
Okay.
And Aaron, you can hear him through the ground, and JPC, you can hear Aaron on the surface talking back to you, and you're gonna have a little conversation.
One little, two little, three little gravestones, four little, five little, six little gravestones.
Hello? No, please, hello. Please,
oh
don't.
God.
No, don't be scared. Well, be scared. Hi. I'm not dead. I am buried alive in the ground.
Oh my God. Am I on What Would You Do?
Truly.
Am I in the hit television show What Would You Do?
I don't know the show. What's the premise?
Something crazy happens in a public space, and then they film you, and then the whole thing is like, what would you do if you were in this situation? Would you step in and help, or would you just walk away?
It's
and
not
now
that.
I'm asking myself the question, what would I do?
It's not that. It's not the show. It's just a real-life weird situation. Honestly, there's a story why I'm in here. I don't want to get into it. It's boring. Not boring. It's enthralling, but it's I'm trapped.
Right.
Underground.
Sure.
Do you know what the Wi-Fi password is for the graveyard?
Oh, try bones with a capital B.
Okay, if you don't know, that's fine. But I'm not going to try bones with a capital B.
Just try. And then right. I guess my next guess would be...
That's not it. That's not it.
Ghosts... 6969.
Do you work here at the graveyard or?
Ma'am, sorry to interrupt you. I'm my name, and you're on What Would You Do?
I knew it!
Now, do you feel like you did what you should have done?
Yes. I tried my best to guess the Wi-Fi password for this man.
That is correct. Now,
what was it, by the way?
Oh, well, the answer for the Wi-Fi was dead with a capital E.
That's insane. But that works. That's it. That works. Okay. I'm going to finish Squid Game. Nope. I'm fine. I'm good.
Let's see. JBC, at the beginning of that scene, did you say your name was Barry Alive?
Sure.
Well, should we do some spooky riddles?
Yeah, I love that idea.
I think we must.
Here we're going to do a little warm-up riddle. Now, this might be the easiest riddle we've ever had, but keep in mind, if we would have done this riddle on a non-October episode, you may not have gotten it so quickly, but I'm sure you'll plow through this one. So let's just do it as a warm-up riddle.
Excuses.
Here we go. Joe, wearing a mask and carrying an empty sack, leaves his house. An hour later, he returns with a full sack. He goes into a room and turns out the light. What's going on?
He killed a man, and he's bringing it back to his house.
That's it.
He leaves his house with an empty sack and comes back with a full sack?
Mm-hmm.
Did he just... I mean, I don't want to be vulgar, but you said it's a Halloween episode. Did he jerk off, go for a walk, and then come back home?
Yeah, we're not trying to be vulgar.
He went to the sperm bank to have it repopulated.
He went there, they were like, no, it just comes back.
No, I want to withdraw.
It'll just be there.
You can't do it. I don't think you know what a sperm bank is. There's no ATM there at all.
Well, what have I been using my card for?
Okay, we're about to learn some terrible information about what Adel's doing.
Adel, is this a trick-or-treating child who comes home with a bag full of candy?
A bag full of candy? Yes, Joe is a kid who goes trick-or-treating for Halloween, returns, and goes to sleep. No kid comes back with a bag full of candy and goes to sleep.
I'd like to see
what they
scene.
Do is they dump out all the candy. Hold on. What they do is they dump out all the candy from their pillowcase. Then they're going to sort it into two piles. The piles are chocolate and other. Once mm-hmm. you have the piles of chocolate and other, you go into sub-piles. You start to separate your Mr. Good Bars and your fun-sized Snickers and your Reese's. And you put some aside that you're going to wait and savor later. And you put some to the side because you're going to trade them with your sister for what you want. Because maybe she likes Hubba Bubba. Or maybe mm-hmm. she likes Airheads or Jolly Ranchers, which are trash candies. But some people like them.
Adel, this is the debate of the century because you are wrong. You're wrong, sir.
Well, Aaron, I'm sorry. How is Adel wrong?
Thank you for asking, JPC. My time starts now. You get home. You go to a carpeted area, okay? You dump out your pillowcase. So far, we're on the same page, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
You do not sort chocolate and like fruity or other.
Your Honor?
Hold on. No, she had it. You will get a rebuttal after Aaron is completed. Aaron, proceed.
You sort it by your favorite candies. So this is what you do. You like, say you like Reese's and Snickers and Skittles like me. You put those at the top, and then cascading down, the candy gets shittier and shittier. And then what you're going to do is go like this with your hands vertically, and you have a line of great candy that you love, and then mediocre candy, like medium candy, mediocre candy, shitty candy.
We will need examples. Okay. Just to get our minds wrapped around, what do you think a mediocre candy is?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mediocre candy is going to be something like an unnamed brand gummy that looks rather fresh.
Okay.
I won't be explaining myself.
Okay. And what's a shitty candy?
A shitty candy is like a coconut. Like, what's the coconut?
Almond Joy Mounds.
Some shitty nonsense, or like homemade shit like the weird lady in your neighborhood made. Okay, so then you have these like vertical lines
popcorn balls of
a good variety of good to bad.
Okay,
and then what you're gonna do is gonna go get Ziploc bags, probably 10 days worth of Ziploc bags. You put those candies in there.
Okay,
and then you bring those candy bags to school for the next 10 days, and you're not faced with a problem where you go from having great candy for the first couple days to shitty candy. You have enough good to bad candy for the next 10 days that it lasts you. And whatever you have left over, you put it in the little pumpkin, you put it on top of your refrigerator for when you need a little something. I yield the rest of my time.
Adel, your rebuttal?
What I would like to say is that you don't put it in Ziploc bags. You don't bring it to school. When you bring it to school, all the kids are going to say, what's that? some sort of candy? Might I try some candy? Because these little piggies put it in a trough at home and scarfed it all down night one. So you're not feeding the school. What are we, heating the neighborhood?
I object.
Your
Honor. Bathroom candy, Your Honor. Bathroom stall alone candy, Your Honor.
What you do is you separate into chocolate and other. Then you immediately eat all the M&Ms. You dump those into your mouth. The M&Ms are the best treat because it's a bag of candy that's
full of... On night one, Your Honor.
That's full of tinier pieces of candy. That's full of tinier pieces of candy. Then you go into the other pile. You remove... Nerds, any of those mini boxes of Nerds, because those are top-notch candy. You remove any Chuckles. If you got any Chuckles, those are top-notch candy.
Your Honor!
You remove any gummy worms or bears. Everything else goes in the trash. Now, you go back to your chocolate. And what you do is you hide pieces of the chocolate. Step one, you
Your
get
Honor,
super
there
drunk.
Are Starbursts currently in the trash.
I stand my ground.
And there they will remain. Adel, you still have the ground.
Then you get extremely drunk. Yes, I know you're a child, but you get drunk. Then you go back
to your
chocolate. Hold on. You go back to your chocolate and you hide pieces all over the house.
Injustice, Your Honor. It will melt. Your Honor, please. Justice.
Now for the next 5 years.
I've lost control.
Now for the next 5 years. Holy shit. I went into my jeans and I found this. Amazing.
I am ready to issue my verdict.
No one wants a squished, melted Milky Way, Your Honor.
I am ready to issue my verdict.
Okay.
And my verdict is... You're both wrong.
Uh-huh.
What you do is you've simply started far too late.
Okay.
You must start earlier.
Okay.
As you are trick-or-treating with your brothers, you will start to float the idea of when you get home, you will all dump your bags into the middle and make one big candy pile.
Ooh.
You get the idea of one big
Communist.
Candy pile. You get the idea. No, let me finish. You get the idea of one big candy pile so fervently obsessed in your brothers' heads that it's all they can think about. Now, once you have one big candy pile, someone must sort out the candy from the big pile. And that is where your genius truly comes into play, because you're separating the candy into three piles. And maybe you see that there are four Reese cups. Well, certainly someone can't have, you know, one Reese cup left over. Someone must get two Reese cups. And who gets it? The man who sorts it.
Sir, how can you guarantee you are the sorter and not the victim of this terrible system?
You're only the victim if you allow yourself to be the victim.
Your Honor.
I'm the sorter because I'm the one who sorts. When you see somebody sorting, you see my fucking face and you say, please, can I have a Reese cup, sir? And if I fucking deem to give you a Reese cup, then you'll get one. And if I don't, then you eat fucking nothing. You eat Starburst out of Adel's trash. You eat Aaron's leftover 3-day-old mount.
You created a candy mountain. I was born in one.
You both have garbage plans, and I don't trust either of you with my life.
Garbage plans for my Starburst.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Are you throwing a Starburst? Adel, be honest with me. Have you, in your time on Earth, thrown a Starburst in the trash?
I sure have.
Let me be fully honest. This is no, I'm not, I don't want to be hyperbolic. I don't want to lie. I'm going to be fully honest with you, Aaron. I have thrown away so much trash candy in my life, I forget what I've thrown away. I 100% have thrown away yellow and orange Starbursts.
Those
two can go to hell. And I'll see them there. I'll see them and eat them there. But on this mortal coil, I have no time or room to waste on yellow and orange Starburst.
You don't mean it.
I do.
You don't mean it.
And Aaron, you know what? You're a yellow and orange Starburst.
I want for my birthday, a full bowl of orange Starbursts.
Why would you want to ruin your birthday?
It's my favorite candy. Whatever, JBC.
You'll be getting a full toilet bowl of orange Starburst because you'll be puking them all up.
Oranges are meant to be juiced, or they're meant to be infused inside a chocolate orange-shaped device candy and then wrapped in tinfoil. Those are the only two ways to consume orange.
Amen to that.
Juice or the
dark
orange chocolate
oranges
those
are so
incredible.
Good.
Those are incredible.
Those.
Aaron, you've never had one, right?
No, you made me have one at one of our recordings. And yes, it was delicious.
Well, I made you have one. I think I bought you one as a treat.
you bought me
a gift. Same thing. I need a minute. I'm just going to put my cardigan on, go to
I'm going to stop buying Aaron
Ireland,
gifts.
Ireland, stare off the cliffs.
You mean those things that you force upon her?
I'm going to stop buying Aaron gifts. Because now when people see it, she'll be like, oh, what's that beautiful print from? And she'll be like, Adel forced this on me.
Adel made me go to a Broadway show with him. It was lovely. I cried.
Look, I think we can all admit that we may need some time to cool down. That got pretty heated.
I'm on it.
Why don't we just take some time, listen to some advertisers, and we'll come back and attack this thing with really some fresh heads and some fresh perspectives.
Weren't we in the middle of a riddle?
Mom!
Yes, Adel?
Are you still with Dracula?
Right now.
Dracula, can you take us to break? Jesus.
Jesus.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4,
GPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC and Adel on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love aura frames. And aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Hi, Adel and JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're
great.
Both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe. And I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for, you know, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay, so I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric goo.
Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
Huh, it's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace. Ooh. It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a medical phenomenon, and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on.
We're going to
be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy, where you had to drive to an office, never really worked well for me. Like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume. And they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry, I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adil is stuck in a full-body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears, and I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds, and it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life, and they are so good and smooth, and the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adil wanted was 8 hours of playtime, and now he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No. Remember, there's like noise isolation, and you can do three customizable sound profiles, just completely suited to you. high fidelity audio? Come on, GPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adel is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyway, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back to school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like the cat costume
is 20% back on.
Yes, he's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel.
So, like I was saying, Aaron and JPC, I, the devil, will grant you whatever you want as long as I get your soul.
You have a little something right here, devil.
Here?
Yeah, other side.
Oh,
it looks like sour cream.
Like a little lower.
Oh, I had, I had a burrito.
A bird-ito? Is that just a burrito with a bird in it?
It's a bird inside Judge Ito, and I ate it.
It's a bird inside Judge Ito.
Yes, I'm
Judge Lance Ito.
Yeah, he's in hell. Is he dead?
I don't know.
Then why is he in hell?
I'd have to Google it.
What do you two want in exchange for your souls? Now, JPC, you said something about a tank top.
No, that was for my soul.
Oh.
Like I want... Oh, for my soul in exchange. No. I thought you were saying, can I get my soul a tank top?
Oh.
Just like a soul tank top to wear for my soul.
I could do that.
Mr. Devil, you have something in your teeth.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and there's also something on your shirt.
Oh, what?
What's that?
Oh, right up the nose.
Whoa!
You got me.
All right. Well, that's what I wanted.
Aaron, you said you want to be 50 feet taller. Really think about this.
Aaron, there might be some weird monkey's paw thing here. So really think of it. Do you really want to be 50 feet taller?
Well, no, there's no monkey's paw. I'm not going to trick you. 50 feet taller is just kind of bonkers. So really think about it. Your life would be very different.
Still, there might be a trick here, Aaron, so be careful.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. You now have 52 feet.
Damn, she's tall. Wow. Hey. What's
your
story?
No, on her legs, she has 52 feet.
They look great.
I guess they are one on top of the other, so yeah, I guess she got very tall.
Turns into a bat and flies away.
I love checking in with the devil once a year on Halloween.
It's always nice. Well, I feel like he'll always check in and be like, are we still good for the soul thing? And you can kind of negotiate and be like, well, it's kind of like, like contracts, like sports contracts.
Yeah, or like a mortgage. Where
you have an
option. Like,
you have your player option. You have
readjust.
Adel?
Yes?
JPC?
Yes.
What are you being for Halloween this year?
Something Squid Game. Something with the Squid Game, probably.
I think I say this every year, but I'll be an adult for Halloween, which means I don't dress up like a little fucking kid.
An adult for Halloween. I don't like things that are fun.
Damn. Aaron's being JPC for Halloween.
The thing that I don't love about Halloween is that my dog truly does not understand Halloween. So she doesn't understand why people will be coming up to the house, knocking on the door, or like talking on the porch, and she'll just freak out the whole time because she's a guard dog. So there's no way that I could be like, hey, for just this one night, let's give everybody a pass. Let's just let the neighborhood be. Yeah, they're coming up in weird costumes that probably smell very different. Don't worry about that. Let's just be chill. So my Halloween will be spent, making sure that my dog is not just like having the worst anxious night of her life. And that'll be fun.
Smelling the inside of any Halloween mask, it probably takes 3 months off your life.
Oh, yeah.
Like those chemicals you smell? Just
nasty stuff.
Just the worst. Aaron, did you say where you're going to be?
Not yet. Well, I'm a little bit bummed because I have been living in an apartment for so many years. And this year I'm kind of in like a house apartment. So I would have been able to hand out candy, but I'm going to be in Chicago. So I'm celebrating Halloween there. And with my old roommate, her boyfriend and my boyfriend, we're being the four grandparents from Willy Wonka because we want to sit in the bed the whole party.
Hell yeah. Fantastic.
And one of us has to leave to go to a play rehearsal. And so he's going to be the grandpa that gets to go. So the three of us will just be sitting in a bed.
Charlie.
Pretty good. In a nightgown. I finally hacked it. I've been asking her to do it for like 7 years, that costume with me, and then she finally agreed right when I moved.
Do one of the grandpas in that movie be doing the washing, or is that someone else who's doing like the washing in the big bucket?
That's the mom, or yeah, the mom.
He's the mom, yeah.
Man, washing in that big bucket looks fun. Those clothes look so dirty. Yeah. It looks like it's just getting dirtier in that big bucket.
I love that those like sort of washboard things that you clean on. I love doing that on field trips.
I've only seen and heard those in Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. I've never seen one in real life. I've never heard somebody play one. I've never seen someone use one. I've only seen it in Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Well, you're about to get a bunch of YouTube videos later when I'm wine drunk.
We had a place in Indiana called Connor Prairie, and it was like an old-timey thing where they had like character people like going around and doing shit like that and dressing in the old garb.
Ooh, is it like
Connor
Amish
Prairie
or just...
sounds like a really funny fake name for a guy.
No. Connor, it was not an Amish community. It was like actors and stuff. It was like a reenactment.
Yeah, that's Amish.
Place.
I love those places.
You didn't know that the Amish were all actors?
That's true. And so Rumspringa is like contract negotiations? Like what?
Exactly. That's like their SAG.
Yeah.
Are you SAG? No, I'm Rumspringa.
Can I give you guys away an idea I have for a sitcom for free? Can I tell you guys one of the ideas
of course.
I have?
You can always give ideas away for free on this show.
I'm
Hold
obsessed
on, Aaron,
with
let
those.
Me,
yeah, what's up?
Let me, I'm going to flip the switch. Oh, okay, the listeners can't hear us. Go ahead.
Oh, great. I love when you do that. Farts. Fuck.
Sit. Fuck. Butt holes.
sorry.
Just on the off chance that they can hear us, I'm not going to say anything. Just on the off chance.
Titties and cream cheese. I left it on. Okay, now it's on.
Yeah, oh, I don't see now. I don't believe you.
So I want to do a sitcom that I'm obsessed with those historical reenactment places. I think they're hilarious. I love how committed the staff members are there. So I want to do a sitcom, like a workplace comedy that takes place at those sort of pilgrim reenactment places. And it interweaves between them in real life, the actors playing these people, and then their drama in character. And it starts to like mirror it. I think that would be really, really funny because then you're playing with like genre specific comedy because they're in character for half of it. I would really love to do that. So if anyone has any money,
Aaron,
I won't even be in it because I'm a terrible actress. I'll write it. I'll put other funny people in it.
Aaron,
if anyone
you're
wants
not
to
a terrible
produce,
actress.
Contact Aaron.
I like the idea of like because I know they have to constantly stay in character. So it's like if you take out your phone and you're in like an 1800s village or something, they'll be like, oh, zounds, sir, what lantern is this? And I think it'd be fun to just be like, hey, dude, it's a fucking iPhone 13, okay? We all know what it is.
Yeah, they get scandalized. My favorite, I told the story on the show so many times, but it's my favorite thing, is when I took Sean to the one of those in Massachusetts, and we were in a house alone with this woman who was like playing a young girl, and you can ask them questions. Mm-hmm. And Sean was being super polite and was asking a ton of questions, and he was like, hey, so when you get married, how much say do you get to have in who you marry, or like do the adults in your life decide? And this woman pretended to be so scandalized. Like, she was like, I am much too young to think anything about marriage. And she was older than us, this actress.
No.
And I was like, you are 30. You are 30. He's asking a historical question. I'm interested in that as well. How much autonomy did these young girls have?
If you haven't listened to any previous episodes, Aaron very much does not like the word 30. She is turning 30 in just a few weeks here.
La, 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 la. But yes, I love
Would it be fun to like rent a house and turn it and do like one of those period, like you're saying, like where you go back in time and it's like, oh, you're on a farm in 1622 and here's how things went. Would it be fun to do that with a house and turn it into like 1994 and we all dress as like people in 1994 and we only know that those references and words? So it's a lot of like, hey, tubular, cowabunga, come on in, like that kind of stuff.
Hold on.
Yes.
I will answer you in the parlance of 1994.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sounds like a really great idea, Adel.
Really? Not. Oh.
Hey, JPC, I know you are, but what am I?
94'd your ass.
As if.
Damn, 94 door sedan, man. You got.
I think we have to do this. Okay, speaking of we have to do this, why don't we do a few more riddles?
Yeah, why not? It's Halloween.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares?
Okay, here we go. Here's our next riddle. What we caught, we threw away. We kept what we didn't catch. What was it that we kept?
Fish.
Not a bad not a bad guess, either of you, but
okay.
That is
okay.
What we caught, we threw away. We kept what we didn't catch. What was it that we kept?
You caught some little fucking fish that's like inedible, so you threw that away, but you kept the fucking memory of you and your dad on that boat.
Yeah.
I would like to see a scene. You are a father and son who are bonding, but not catching any fish that are edible.
Hey, Pops.
Yeah, boy?
Look at this. Look what I caught.
Oh.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is. It's a very pretty fish, son, but you got to throw it back. It's not something that we're necessarily going to be able to fry.
Oh. Is there other ways to eat it besides frying?
It's not something that we can consume, son, so you're going to have to throw it back.
Can I kiss it?
Nope, you can't kiss it. You're going to have to just put it right back where you found it. And I gotta ask you.
Yeah?
Jeremy, stop catching this fish, okay? This is a dead fish floating on the top of the lake.
Okay.
We keep throwing it back. You keep pulling it back into the boat.
Well, you told me that. Go ahead.
No, it's falling apart. This thing's falling apart. Let's just let it be where it needs to be, and we're going to try to focus on catching some live fish that we can eat.
Dad, if I may, you always told me that if you let something go and it comes back to you, it was meant to be. And every time I threw this fish in the water, it comes right back to the side of the boat.
You pick it up and you grab it. You grab it. So that saying is true, Jeremy, but it doesn't. You can't pick up and grab something, then it didn't come back to you. You forced it back to you.
Okay.
And honestly, Jeremy, that was more about romantic partners.
Oh, well, is that?
That was a metaphor for just like, you know, romantic partners that you might find in your life.
So why can't you keep a fish, aka woman?
You always say there's plenty of fish in the sea, but
I do,
you never
seem to
have a fish by your side or in your bed.
I guess I don't know what I want, and it makes it hard for someone to want me. Does that make sense?
Not really, but maybe one day.
Yeah, I think it's more. I'm seeking a physical connection, but I'm frightened of the emotional connection.
Hey, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, you say there's plenty of fish in the sea, but again, you don't have any quote unquote fish. Do you think there's something wrong with your rod?
I think that there's almost something too right with my rod. if anything, my rod is not something that you would like buy off the shelf in a lot of stores. It's more like a special order item. And I think that a lot of people see it and they kind of don't know what to do with it. Like, it's got that like weird flipper thing at the top where you put it up to spin to reverse. And hell, I feel like if I had a manual for my rod that I could just give to a person, it would clear up a lot of things.
Can we go home?
Yeah, we should.
Yay.
Yeah,
it's probably time.
Is this a Halloween-themed answer?
Ish, in terms of the answer is something kind of gross and creepy. But it's not necessarily associated with Halloween, but it is gross and creepy. JPC, I just want to say, I forget the guy's name. Little John, is that him? I wish I could hear that song, but it's all him going, yeah.
Just... Non-committal Little John.
Do,
to the window, to the wall.
What we caught, we threw away. What we kept, we didn't catch. What was it that we kept? So this is, again, a creepy crawly thing. And this is something, Aaron, we were talking about bugs on your eyebrows or in your mouth. This is not too far off from that. Maybe a little further north. Maybe a little further north. Than
lice.
Yeah, that's it. What we caught, we threw away. We kept what we didn't catch. That is lice.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Did either of you ever have lice?
Yes.
Lice. That's the one where you... is lice the same as scoliosis?
Yes.
Then yes, I've had lice.
Yeah, lice is where your spine is real weird. But you can
never had lice.
You
never
can kill it with Lysol. Aaron, what was it like to have lice?
Well... So it was kind of stressful because I got scared that people would be mad at me. but when I remember like putting my head down on my kitchen counter and my mom getting a comb and like going through my hair to check and see if I had lice. And it was so relaxing that and then we like got rid of the lice. And you have to wash everything in your house. And I like couldn't go to school for a day. But it felt so good to have my mom comb through my hair that I'd be like, I'd lie for the rest of second and third grade and go like, hey, mom, I think I might have lice. And she's like, you don't have lice. You just want me to comb your hair. And I'm like, no, no, it's very, very itchy, mom. You should just double check because what if I actually do? And then you'll feel really bad and I'll infect everyone at school.
Egg
so I was just
face.
Slamming my head down on the kitchen counter once a month and having my mom check for lice.
Do you remember how you got it? Was it another kid at your school that transferred it to you or were you the lice... Founder.
I think I was the founder of lice.
The source of lice.
Well, me and another girl got it at the same time, I think from like a dance class, which is girls from a bunch of different schools. But I think her and I brought it in. And then it was a big to do. But I love the attention. So.
What kind of dancing were you doing that lice got on you? Like, was it like ballroom or something?
It's called head dancing, where you push your head against someone else and then roll it around.
So, Adel, you may not be familiar with this. It's called Little Kids Are Fucking Disgusting, and they rub their dirty hands all over each other for no fucking reason.
So it's not like you walked in and they're like blaring Willow Smith and you have to whip your hair back and forth and it just flies everywhere?
My nieces went back to daycare after like being home during all the pandemic, and my sister was like, they've been sick the whole time. Not with the same sickness. They just get every single cold. They have no immune system, so they're just constantly sick.
So what your sister might have said is, ooh, wah-ah-ah.
Yeah, 100%.
No sickness. Never had lice. My older brother had a tick that got on him when we were camping once. And it was wild to see you have to like get that tick out because they dig down into your skin. Like they get in there, those ticks. They don't want to come out.
Lou had a tick recently. It was horrible.
Oh, no. Don't you have to burn them off?
You can like burn them off, freeze them off, or like cut them out. Basically, yeah. There's like different. I think he had to burn his out. I think if you
ignore them, they go away.
Yeah, I think so too. But like most things, I think he like had to like heat a needle, like burn a needle because we were camping, and then like press the needle in to like get the tick to like go like.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you were just in the forest on a camping trip with friends. You just came home. You're in the shower, and you've realized that you have a tattoo on your body, a tick played by Aaron.
Okay, Google, play Halo by Beyonce. Perfect shower song. Exactly 5 minutes long. That's all the time I need to be in there.
I love this one.
Ah! What the fuck?
Oh, hey, Master Chief.
Sorry, this is...
Master Chief,
hey, Adel.
Boy.
Huh? Hey, Adel, real quick.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with that Beyonce song. Okay,
I'm so sorry.
That's not it.
Okay.
And we respect that song.
I'm so sorry, I'll bail out.
No, 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 no worries.
Sorry, I wasn't going to say anything, and this feels a little invasive now that you're in the shower, but I love the song. Hit me like a racer, roaming in the dark is not.
It's the perfect shower song because it has these ebbs and flows. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, the song is ending. I've probably been in the shower too long, but I have like another minute and a half. So I can like finish, you know, like rinse. What the fuck are you doing on my body?
Let me see your halo, halo.
First of all, hey, you're off key. So.
I am? Oh my God, then help me out. I'm not trying to be.
Okay, well, anyone who's going up against Beyonce is going to be off key because you can't hit what she hits.
I feel like
so
I am.
Try.
Is this wrong? Hit me like a ray of sound.
It's wrong.
Moment in the dark
because it's coming out of your little tick mouth and it's not coming out of a fucking queen's mouth. That's why it's wrong.
You're being really mean. I'd say
to you,
unnecessarily mean.
You're a bug.
Wow. Well, I'm looking at your muscles right now and you're not that strong. And your blood? disgusting.
First of all, this isn't even my good blood. This is my camping blood. Let me be home and eating my normal diet for 2 days, and then you'll taste good blood.
Yeah, you'd taste like s'mores, but like too much like s'mores.
How am I?
Did you have any protein?
They're called s'mores. You got to keep having some more of
disgusting.
Them.
Disgusting.
Okay?
It feels like it was mostly marshmallows, too.
I was on vacation. That's not where I'm my best self. No one is their best self camping.
Let me see your halo.
Same. Let's do another riddle here.
Please.
This is going to be first-person perspective. My wife was attacked by a burglar when I was on my way home from work. She stabbed him with a butcher knife and killed him.
Nice.
The detective said it was an obvious case of self-defense. When I next talked to her, she said, I heard the doorbell. I thought it was you, but then a masked man jumped out at me as soon as I opened the door. I said to her, you must have been so scared, but you're safe now, and I hugged her tightly. How did she kill the burglar so fast when he attacked her at the door?
Well, she was planning on killing you, dude. Obviously, she's planning on killing that husband.
Ding, ding, ding. His wife came to the door with a butcher knife because she thought her husband was coming home. She was planning to kill her husband. I want
Good
to see a
her.
Scene.
Good for her.
This is not how women kill. They don't kill you with a butcher knife at the door.
They kill you with a smile.
I think they do poison, right?
Women tend to poison and men tend to butcher.
Women kill you by saying, I think you missed the turn. I think you missed the turn. Gemma.
I love the TikTok videos of like things to say to straight men to devastate them. I don't know if you've seen those. I love those though.
I'd like to see a quick scene.
Sure.
JPC, let's see here. JPC, you are coming home to your wife, which is Aaron. Aaron, you're planning on killing JPC, but JPC has brought home a work friend, and so you have to either delay the killing or kill quickly before the work friend sees what's going on.
Great.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey!
Hi. Do I hear a chainsaw?
Yeah, that's a chainsaw. Michelle, you have to start that outside because it's a gas chainsaw. So don't start that in the house.
Thank you for explaining that to me like I'm an idiot. I was just making a charcuterie board, and I was using this to cut the cheese.
Yeah, God forbid I explain something to you because you're not an idiot. Using a chainsaw to cut a charcuterie board.
She's just like you described her, Jeff.
Come on in.
This is Bill. Thank you. Bill is from the office. He's from accounting.
Not the TV show. I wish.
I wanted to show him the urinal I just had installed in all the bathrooms.
Yeah. Sure. I am just gonna chop some firewood with this axe.
Oh.
Just to keep it sharp and just make sure. And then help yourself to a drink.
Okay, chopping wood does not keep an axe sharp. It dulls an axe. It would dull an axe when you chop the wood.
Thank God you're here. I'm such a dumb little baby. What would I do without you to be here to explain things to me?
I have no idea. I just don't know.
I'm sorry, did you are Jeff from work?
I think I'm Jeff. This is
no,
Bill.
I'm also
oh, Bill.
Jeff.
Oh,
no,
Bill.
I'm
okay,
Bill. Sorry, I'm Bill. I'm Joel.
Jeff,
sorry, we had so many drinks at the office.
We got really drunk.
Let me get you each a beer. Bill, you have this beer. This is your beer.
Okay.
And Jeff, this is your beer.
Uh-oh, but you forgot. Today's switch day. I grab that beer and drink it down.
Oh, I dropped both beers. Let me go get you another one.
It's okay. Again, we are very drunk. We just came from drinking. And part of the reason why I wanted to bring him home was so we could piss in the urinal.
Oh, great, 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 great.
Urinal? More like I'm an ol. I'm an ol piss in this urinal.
Bill just got an annulment, so that's kind of why. Yeah, it's
I talk down to my wife too often.
So I guess maybe he
divorce.
Got an annulment.
I forgot I could, okay, I could just leave you. You know what?
Yeah.
I want an annulment. I want a divorce.
Well, okay, just so everyone's clear, an annulment...
I know what an annulment is!
Okay.
Oh, fantastic. Very good, very good.
So, why did he put a urinal in every room? That sucks so hard.
So there was someone who put their house up on my block, house up for sale on my block, and they're also the person that flies a Blue Lives Matter flag on the block, so we're thrilled to have them leaving. And as soon as they put their house on the market, we started looking at the pictures, and it was on a walk, and I said, Mariah, I'm not going to spoil this for you. I'm sending you this listing. when we get home, you have to look at it, and I want to see your face when you find it. And she's scrolling through the photos, and their basement is like a man cave, and like, you know, a fucking typical, like, just, you know, a bar and a pool table and like deer antlers,
armchairs,
and stuff.
And like the lazy boys, yeah,
and
all that. Yeah.
And the bathroom down there has a fucking urinal in it. I've never seen a urinal in a person's house, and I was like, of fucking course this person would put a fucking urinal in their house.
That's such an expensive, useless thing. I mean,
yeah.
Men need space to spread their wings in a place where they don't have to be beta dummies. They can be alpha males down there hanging out with other dudes and peeing in a little thing that isn't a toilet.
I have to admit something, and JPC, I'm sorry to blow our cover.
Okay.
I don't do this, but something that men do, and I don't know if women know about this, every single time I go to the urinal, every single time, I cannot stress, every single time I go to the urinal, somebody walks up to the urinal next to me or a few urinals down, and they spit in the urinal, and then after they spit, then they do their business. But I've never seen 99% of men spit in the urinal first and then pee. I don't understand it. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know why they do it, but every man seems to do that.
Aaron, I will shock you and say I've never seen a person do that. I truly have never seen a person spit.
Okay,
I lied.
I wanted attention.
I don't know if that's real. Casey said, what bathrooms are you going in? I truly have never heard that in my life.
I exclusively pee at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I guess if you're going like in a sports bar, that might be like, I don't know.
But like at the airport, at restaurants, anywhere I go, men do this. I might be alone. I might be seeing things that aren't there. Maybe I'm seeing what I want to see. Maybe these men are spitting on their dicks.
We're giving a lot of rope, and he's spiraling.
Here's something I'll say about urinal. I have never seen a clean urinal in my entire life, and I've never seen a urinal thought like,
please,
gotta get one of these in my house. gotta be the person responsible for cleaning this thing. This fucking horrible device.
Well, speaking of being the person responsible,
never.
I'm responsible for Blair Riddle Riddle Part 4, and we have two quick things we need to get through before the end, which is approaching very quickly. So, if we can, do you hear that sound? Do you hear that sound?
I don't.
It's the Halloween Animal Parade.
Oh.
Let's see what spooky things are in the parade.
I love it.
I'll go first. Yes.
3 minutes until the end of the episode. This is the time we're introducing the Halloween Animal Parade.
Yes.
Okay.
A ghost with a tiny hat.
A lion in a pumpkin patch.
Ooh.
A bear with a mystery.
Da, 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 da. A spider with a hot dad. Da, 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 da.
A witch with an appointment.
Da, 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 da.
A skunk with a Tito's Handmade Vodka costume.
Da, 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 da. A swamp thing with an IUD. Da, 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 da. It's Animal Parade.
It's Animal Parade.
And the last thing we have to do, which I think we've done it the previous three. Maybe we've only done it the previous two.
What?
But I think every single Blair Riddle Riddle, we've had some sort of rap for daddy, which is in honor of Bort Pickett of Monster Mash fame. He sang another song that's the worst song ever made, but it's the best song ever made, called Monster Rap, where he says rap for daddy and Frankenstein raps. So we're going to do one quick monster rap for each of you. You do have to rap for daddy. I'll give you a topic, and you just have to do your best to rap. Who would like to go first, Aaron or JPC?
I'll go first. Yeah, please.
Great. JPC, you're going to rap for daddy, and your topic that you're going to rap about is going to be clowns.
Yo, my name is JPC, and you know I love to get down, but I don't fuck around with the little clown. These things are scary. I don't like their painted faces. If I see a clown, I get to a different spaces. I want to leave the room when I see a clown around, because I don't fuck around with no fucking clowns.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very nice. Aaron, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. And these you need to have some amount of rhyming.
What are you implying?
No, I'm just saying.
What are you trying to say?
One of the three of us, I can't remember who, said rhymed Toronto with pronto. It was great, but it was a panicked rhyme. Maybe it was me. So, Aaron, your topic you're going to rap about is witches.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
That's a lot. That's part of the rules.
I know something that's very mean. I know something that's very green. No, I'm not trying to be funny, and I'm not even talking about money.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be a bitch, but I would like to tell you, I'm talking about a witch.
Oh?
Give me 1 second. I'm getting a call.
That's allowed. That's allowed.
I'm getting a call.
Who is it, Aaron?
Hey, yeah, hello?
Hello?
Hey, I ordered sushi a couple hours ago. It's not here yet.
Oh,
you called me, though. So
yeah, I
bet
you.
It's about that.
No, this is your doctor.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you your test results. Your mercury levels are through the roof. You have to stop eating sushi for every meal.
All right, well, I was going to make up an excuse, but I kind of told you what my whole deal was when I told you the sushi thing.
Yeah, just so you know, you cannot eat that sushi anymore.
Are you sure?
Because you could die. Well, hold on. Let me check my wall. Harvard Medical School.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah,
thank you
I'm pretty
so much,
sure.
Sir. Okay, goodbye. I'm about to leave the room and then fly off on my broom.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That was
nice
great.
Job.
Nice recovery. Were you talking to that doctor who takes a Sharpie and scrawls Harvard Medical on any wall he's near?
Yeah, I'm thinking about murdering him so he'll stop mansplaining things to me.
That doctor
that
from
sense.
Phoenix Online?
I hate it when a doctor mansplains to me. I get it. I got to stop eating mercury.
You have diabetes.
Doctors,
oh, do I? Yes.
I will. Okay, you've never been a woman at a doctor's office.
I know. I'm just
I
joking.
Have
no,
had
wait, I,
male
I
OBGYNs try to explain period pain to me. And you know what I've done? Kicked what? Them right in the teeth and called their wives and told them to divorce them. And then I throw the phone down on him.
I think most doctors
say,
are pretty
nice
reasonable.
Day.
Most doctors are pretty reasonable, level-headed people. They don't have like weird god complexes.
OGBY, because fuck you. well, that is our blah riddle part 4. It's been episode 4. Isn't that insane? We have one final thing before plugs, which is we have to hear next year's riddle, which we won't get an answer for.
Yeah, that's right.
So here we go for next year, for 2022, if Earth is still alive.
I'm going to get it in one.
Why do demons and ghouls hang out together?
For shits and giggles. Got it in one. Got it in one.
All in fun.
Yeah.
Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
No.
No.
I don't.
Can you make something up?
No.
You sure?
Oh, you know what? Follow us on Instagram at Hey Riddle Riddle. A lot of like live show announcements happen there. Also, we have a live show coming up
November 1st.
Very soon. So like less than a week away. So check that out. But if you want to be up to date on all of our announcements, I'd say follow us on Twitter at Hey Riddle Riddle and Instagram at Hey Riddle Riddle.
Yeah. And the live show, you can either watch at home with a live stream or you can attend in person if you live in Chicago and you are vaccinated with the proof of vaccine. JPC, do you have anything to plug?
On Twitter at JPSoFly, on Instagram and Twitch at Shark Barkman. Adel, anything to plug?
Yeah, I did a recent podcast called Backwater Bastards, so please check that out. Also, I think I failed to do this previously. I want to thank Dan Sistema and everyone who came out to the Crawl Space Theater for World News Tonight. JPC and I performed there a few weeks ago in Kalamazoo. We had a blast. And then also check out the Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon. If you're not a Patreon member, I got to say, what a wonderful gift for the holidays, for yourself and for others. It's some of our best work over there. I highly recommend you check it out.
We're about to do, Saddle Saddle. That comes out this week. It is, Adel did such a good job. I can't stop thinking about it. He wrote it and it's so funny and so good. And JPC cracks me up in it too. So definitely check that out.
And Aaron is phenomenal in it. And so is JPC. And I wrote
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Aaron, I don't know if you know this, but JPC has this condition where every time something comes out at night, he turns into a werewolf. It's not the moon, though. It's a different thing that comes. Oh, it's coming out right now. Look, he's changing.
Ooh, it's Jupiter. Ooh.
Look, JPC's changing.
Don't look at that. Adel, geez, give him some privacy.
He's taking
what
off
the
his
fuck
shirt.
Is wrong with
Hold
you?
On,
Adel.
He's changing. He's changing.
Hey, Adel, can I talk to you?
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
I saw Jupiter come out and it looked like you were changing, and so I went to.
As soon as I started changing, you spit on your own dick. What's that about?
Casey, you can get us out of here, please.
Bye forever.
Starring Scaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen.
He's scary enough.
Casey Tomier is the editing.
It's a horror manga. Read a book.
Hardly scared on the pyramid. Logo created by Emily Cardet and Emma Stein Ortiz. Why you prefer play real radio?
Bye for never.
Oh, that was a better one.
Hey there, Saddles and Saddles. Great news. We hit our Patreon stretch goal. So this week on the Patreon, we bring you part one of Yah! Saddle Saddle. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.